This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about, well, let's try to make it feel positive at first. Let's go to cut number one, where it feels super positive.
And the count at no balls and two strikes. This pitch on the outside corner for a called third strike. And the Jack Leiter contingent behind home plate goes wild. That's a great way to start.
And he did look very good in the first inning.
Yep.
After that, it was less good.
Uh-huh.
But the Rangers still won.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of complex feelings about the game yesterday. Like, clearly, Jack Leiter didn't do very well. But the offense started to come alive. Thankfully, Detroit forgot how to do a rundown and play defense. Shout out to Tavares on that one. On the rundown, not the defense part. And the Rangers still won. He got out of a rundown. I always think that's neat.
Do you?
I do. I think the rundown in general is a fascinating play because I love the teamwork involved. But then when Tavares can just go whoop and just duck under the tag, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's
me.
Athleticism right there. Not everybody's that quick twitch as Tavares was in that moment. That being said, he also had a significant miss in the outfield that caused some extra runs. And that tacks on to Kevin. That tacks on to Jack Leiter probably could have gotten out of yesterday only giving up four runs.
Sure.
And then you add that to it, it looks even worse. If you'd have gone, all right, four innings, four runs, decent outing, he probably was going to go back to the minor leagues. Anyway, I still think this. I'm very serious. I think that yesterday he was brought up because you're kind of in this stretch where you're trying to find pitching. You're trying to figure out a lot of it. He probably goes back anyway. If you listen to the pregame show, Bochy would not commit to him staying up. And it was more about where they are with their rotation and what they're trying to figure out there. But they wanted to give him the opportunity. That being said, he goes out and pitches seven innings scoreless. Bochy's probably going with the hot hand for a while.
I agree.
I expect him to do that. But that moment right there makes it look even worse. There were some moments where Jack Leiter had, he challenged right down the middle of the plate. And
feels, I think, like, he's a bad idea.
He could do that. He could do that in the SEC, right? Like, he could do that whenever he was in college. He could, like, I'm going to throw 97. And guys like Spencer Torkelson are like, I've seen you three times now. I know what your 97 looks like. Bam. And then he's out of the game. Earlier also, I don't know how much you were listening to what happened before the game, but Jack Leiter was probably spent himself before the game.
What do you mean?
He did not sit down, like, from the moment he got to the park until he went to the mound. And Kevin, you know those pitchers like to sit on the couch the entire, right. Like, they're like, don't talk to me. I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm going to be here.
Right.
This dude was up. He was so amped up to pitch.
Which makes sense for your major league debut.
And then he gets through that first inning. It was beautiful. That first batter, too, was amazing, right? Three pitch strikeout. See you later. Maybe got a little bit of help from the umpire on that one. That's fine. I'll take it. But after that first inning, when he gets into the second inning, I think he had spent a lot of his energy trying, like, just being up and moving all day. And that being said, that's what his dad was, right? Al Leiter was one of those kind of guys that was always up and always energetic and moving and very amplified as a pitcher. I think that Jack kind of had a little too much of that and then didn't have enough of it to make it through the rest of the game. That's just a learning experience that I have for him that I'm hoping that he can utilize.
From the 972, I think Leiter deserves one more start. Baseball is hard. Give him another shot. I just don't know if it'll come next, right? Like, I definitely think he'll get more starts this season. Just don't know if this was just kind of a spot, as we discussed with Jared a couple days ago, to kind of build back in that extra day of rest for the other starters. So I do think he'll get another start. I just don't know if it'll be in 4 or 5 more days.
Would you say that you felt like he was ready to come up? Because
yes.
Okay.
I I do. I understand the question. I really do. And I understand, like, probably necessity facilitated some of that. However, one of the things that we talked about a lot during spring training is, what did he need to work on? As simple as this: control. Control, control, control. Although I guess you could just say it one time. And he looked a lot better with his control in spring training. And then in his essentially three starts, I realized one of them was a relief appearance behind Lorenzen, but essentially his three starts, 14 and a third, three walks versus 25 strikeouts. I think they were like, hey, go do it for me in some actual, like, more competitive games. I think so, because I actually thought there was a shot as the spring went along that he would make it into the bullpen breaking camp. So I do think he was ready.
So then how do we then look at his performance from the control perspective? Because I know that if you look at the look at the box score, it's just like, oh, this was bad. But watching the game, it felt like it was very roller coaster. There was obviously the first inning. The second inning was, woof, the control got really bad. He's throwing into the other batter's box. But then I thought he got a rein on it pretty good. And ultimately, he had a good amount of swing and miss in this. You saw the ways that he could control it when he's on. He just had an extended period in the course of this where he wasn't on his control.
I was happy to see him come back out in the third inning and do his thing there.
After the second inning, Reggie, you described as what again?
I don't even remember the word. Yeah.
But I do. That's another part of it, is I'm looking forward to the next start, and hopefully, because if you heard the audio, he's like, this, I wasn't good enough. I have to be better. All those things. I get it. But
you're not going to go out for Tavares and be like, catch the damn.
But I hope he goes back. And do you have that cut from him talking about his first big league start?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Do?
Cut four. A lot of frustration. I know I'm better, and I need to be better, and I will be better. And that's kind of the frustration, is some pitches that I left on the table and some mistakes that I made. Just a lot of, like, feeling frustrated, and obviously bullpen's wearing it, and I didn't help the cause, so I felt bad that I did that to those guys, but I just wish I did a better job keeping the team with a favorable lead. Eight runs shouldn't be that close of a game.
He's right about that for sure. You know, your guys go out there and put all the runs on the board, it shouldn't be that close at all. But Bochy said his expectation, because Kevin, we were like throwing numbers out. Bochy's expectation was, give us a chance to win the game.
Yeah.
And I still think, and he, after the game, you heard him mention the Tavares thing, and he said, you know, Tavares will tell you that he should have caught that ball. I think if you, again, you walk out of that game, four runs, four innings, you have a chance to win the game. Bochy's feeling pretty good about you. I hope the energy part, I really do think the energy part of it was something that, once you go through the first inning and get out of it that way, how do you respond in the next inning? That's a learning process of going to the next stage and then extending that to six innings and being a guy that can go out there and know what your temperature is, know what your adrenaline level is, and how to maintain that through six, nine innings. That's something that I'm really hopeful Jack takes from this. I hope he doesn't look at that and just go, well, that's nothing to think about. I want him to take something from that and say, maybe I can manage myself a little bit better for my next start. And whenever it comes to, was he ready for it? Did he earn it? That's what they did with Cody Bradford last year. We were all like, okay, it's Jack time. And they were like, no, Cody Bradford, this guy that's in AAA doing pretty decent. He's not doing great, but he's doing decent. We're going to bring him up and he's going to do his thing and we'll see how it works. And he wasn't amazing, but it was good enough to bridge the gap.
I do think he'll take plenty of lessons from that. I think you heard him say that exact thing, and I definitely understand people texting in who are upset about the defense, or specifically one person in particular on the defense.
All right, Kevin, let's talk about it then.
Catch the ball.
You want to trade him?
Look.
You want to demote him?
We had a segment lined up. Yes to the second one. Actually, yes to the first one, too.
Ooh.
We had a segment lined up that was, like, under consideration pretty quickly after the season started. And it was, how long does Leody Taveras keep his starting job?
Yeah, if you're not hitting, is your defense enough to carry you?
Unbelievable, right? Defensively. And so I'm not going to just say, hey, like, look at yesterday's game, get him the hell out of here. But if your defense is not unbelievable and you're just not hitting, that I wonder if, first of all, they're like, hey, we don't have as quick of a trigger to pull on him as everybody else does because, you know, he helped us win the World Series and everything. Fair. I also wonder if the power void from Wyatt Langford to start slows down the process at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know they've shuffled them all in terms of left field, DH, center field with Carter in the mix as well.
That's a good question.
I wonder if Langford had already popped 5 or 6 home runs, if they're like, hey, he can learn while he's hitting all those home runs out in left field. We know Evan Carter can play center.
If he was hitting 60 doubles a game. Yeah. You know, like
that I would agree with.
I would definitely say
that's a lot of at bats.
How much of it do you think is that, or how much of it do you feel like is not necessarily having another guy that demands the DH spot? Because you can get Wyatt Langford's bat into the lineup pretty much every day, even without him being in the outfield.
Well, and then that's when you look directly at what happened with Foskey, right? Because he was going to be the guy who made logical sense. They were even getting him, because I know Jared Walsh has been doing the thing at first base as well, but they also worked Foskey at first base. So like, hey, let's see if we can maybe switch you out with Nate Lowe occasionally. And then, unfortunately, he shows up for a second and he gets hurt, and then he gets moved to the 60-day injured list. And then you're like, okay, well, I guess maybe we'll give Davis Wenzel a shot. And I know that's still in progress, but I think that's a very valid point, is they probably thought Foskey was going to be the dude, and then he gets hurt straight away. Because in my mind, and look, Bruce Bochy has forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. But in my mind, I thought it's logical, if you still think you need pitching help, to try to trade Taveras, put Foskey at the DH, roll Langford out into left field, knowing that Ezekiel Duran can still do a whole bunch of stuff for this team. But the injuries, we talked about the injuries for pitching, the injuries here have probably shifted some of that.
And I mean, that was definitely one of the reasons that before season, I was like, this is why you're keeping all these guys, all these outfielders. Injuries will happen. Things are going to happen that make you have to juggle. And you can't just count on, well, I got these starters. Taveras, he could have cost you yesterday's game. But then, as you said, Kevin, did he win the game for you yesterday with that duck tag?
No, it was an awesome play, though.
Did he win that game? How many runs did you win by?
2.
You only needed 1. He scored 1 of them.
Look, I told you I thought that was a really neat play. And by the way,
I mean, he had a couple of hits late in that game, which, I mean, speaks to the hitting, 5-game hitting streak, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Like, we're starting to see that uptick, and I wonder how much him being 25, still having some development probably under him, also makes the organization look at this and go, hey, let's not be too hasty.
I mean, let's use Foskey, for example. I believe is the same age, if not a year older than that. And so, like, at least you can see with Taveras. Like, I already saw it for the majority of an entire season. And yeah, I did see somebody text in the 5-game winning streak. It's hard to look at numbers this early in the season, because if he breaks off, you know, a 10-game hitting streak, the whole thing could change. But that did raise his average from 196 to 231.
Mm.
And if you're like, hey, give me more modern numbers, fair enough. It did raise his OPS from 573 to 609, both of which are not good. But then again, Wyatt Langford's OPS leaves much to be desired. It's tough this early in the season, but I do not want to ignore the 2 hits yesterday, the 5-game hitting streak. I took that as more of a, like, overall statement about his offensive ability.
And Kevin, I know we were talking a lot about Taveras and Leiter's start there, but overall, you take 3 of 4 from the Detroit Tigers, who are a good team.
That's a good point.
In a time where you were like, oh, man, this team's struggling a little bit, and you go and take 3 of 4 from them on the road, and I know you're now you got a big task in front of you against the Braves, but this team still is not where it needs to be by any means. Corey Seager's not I don't think he's completely 100% Corey Seager right now. You're missing Josh Young. You got all these pieces that you're trying to figure out still, and this team was able to take 3 of 4 from a good team.
Can I give you one more quick Rangers note that I thought was really cool?
No.
Please?
Okay, sure.
Oh, yes. All right, so I'm in
your show, man. You do whatever you want.
Stop it. I asked a question.
No, it's my show. Clearly.
I'm in this group.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm in this group on Facebook that is really interesting to me called Sports Card Nonsense.
Congratulations.
And okay, well, just,
that was sincere. What's up? Yeah.
Okay, they'll just push request and you're in. A group of Rangers fans were in Detroit and they made a deal with Evan Carter because I guess they had been talking back and forth. They pulled the Evan Carter Topps World Series 1/1 autograph rookie card. And Evan Carter was like, I want that card.
Really?
Yeah, which it's the only one. And it's his rookie and it's the World Series variant of it. And so
1 billion.
You know what is really interesting about that? Because you would think like, hey, I got to meet Evan Carter like before the game and I got some game used memorabilia. In the forum, that's the picture that was posted. Like meeting Evan Carter, game used memorabilia. And people are like, oh, that's it? That's a 1/1, man. And I was like, you did just meet the guy. But then he added, we also got some cash for it. And I don't know if he actually did or if he just wanted people to shut up and appreciate what a cool deal that was. But Evan Carter posed with them and the card and the autograph bat and autograph baseball. I just thought that was a really cool deal. And Evan Carter.
And now they're millionaires too, right?
I don't know about that.
Go live your millionaire style.
Fair enough.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.